In the world of hip-hop, some rappers use nicknames. Here in Los Angeles, one musician creates entire alter egos. Rapper and producer Otis Jackson Jr. has recorded under the names Madlib, Malik Flavors, Monk Hughes, and his real name. But Otis Jackson's most unusual splinter personality is the helium-voiced Quasimodo. Quasimodo's CD, The Unseen, has been hailed by critics, and when it first came out 5 years ago, Oliver Wang has equally high praise for the new Further Adventures of Lord Quaz.
Quasimodo is better heard than described.
Smoking on the trees at 100 degrees. Never touch the breeze, just a sticky green leaf.
Put it in the Dutch, it gets stuck on your touch. Whoa.
Pack it in your bong, last long, have you on crush.
Light it up.
Roll it.
Pass it around.
It's not enough to say that his main preoccupations are weed and old records, nor that his high-pitched lyrics make him sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks in Puma Sweats and Shell Toes. The magic of Quasimodo is how he allows this doppelganger's originator, Madlib, to creatively express himself in ways that a conventional rap album simply can't.
About a little change, pretty please.
Okay. Hey, I don't really have none, man.
No, Hennessy, Incredible Hulk, Corona, Heineken, Bloody Mary, Martini, Grey Goose, Vodka, Andy, Cabassier, Ripple, Night Train, Moonshine, Johnny Walker, Champagne, Brandy Red or White Wine.
You mind showing a little Christian kindness to me? Cause
I ain't got nothing to hide. You could ask the doctor. I'm a serious case. Come on, please. It's a medical emergency, as you can see. I ain't no addict. Whoever heard of a junkie as old as me?
A glass of anything.
This is not an album full of market-tested songs, catchy hooks, club cuts, or street anthems. Instead, think of it as a secret 68-minute wiretap into a fervent imagination. In Freudian terms, Quasimodo is clearly Madlib's id, unleashed into the world, moving impulsively and unpredictably. Accordingly, the album's rhythms follow in sudden lunges and dramatic lurches.
Lose all your money, or double up. Fall off,
or bubble up.
Breaking number one on the pop charts.
Or keep it real, dropping sound like
hot. Damn, I'm broke. Going wood in the hood or getting Grammys. Coming like Neptunes or Prince Jammy.
It's being yourself, or sounding the same.
It's all part of the game.
Man.
We're all players of the game.
There are no deep personal revelations here, no catchy, clever punchlines to memorize. What's impressive is how Madlib is able to orchestrate these bizarre but fascinating internal dialogues spoken through a cacophony of voices, most of them his. There's Madlib's own solemn baritone.
Look at here, it's the return again of the beat fixers. Dropping like me on tape at his realistic mixes. Couldn't comprehend because the ill mystic pictures. Compose a piece of scenery that'll leave a picture. Rebirth cycle, 360 turnaround, outbound. In your ear, so you're learning now. Body sounds, karma turnarounds. Scotty Brown, like your Bobby Brown.
Then Quasimodo's squeals and screeches.
Lord Quaz, laying back like I'm paralyzed. The hydroponic got me looking like there's a fire in my eyes. Trying to find a better way to cook top ramen, but there ain't one. But anyway, I still got the munchies.
And there's the gravelly voice of playwright and filmmaker Melvin Van Peebles, whose recorded monologues have a habit of finding their way into Quasimodo's songs.
Let me lay this on you, friend.
I wonder why.
Because it ain't nothing new.
Chip, you've been doing it before me and you.
Yo, ain't there a better way to have your fun? Ain't there a better way to get it done? Like they say, ain't nothing new under the sun. It seems every spring I give myself that quiz.
It's the same old answer every year.
Chipping. Chipping. That's all that life is.
There's more than a touch of Marshall McLuhan's old adage, the medium is the message, woven in here. After all, what's brilliant isn't what's said, so much as how it's said.
Chipping.
The stutter-step pace of the album, the frenetic beats that Madlib splices and loops, the deftly interwoven snippets of found sound that randomly pop up. Compared to the hyper-strategized formulas of other hip-hop albums, The Further Adventures of Lord Quaz isn't a tidy package, neat but inert. Through his alter ego, Madlib puts his creative process on display as a cackling stream of consciousness that only relents long enough for you to catch your breath before plunging you back into the murky, giddy depths of his psyche.
Oliver Wang is a San Francisco-based music critic and editor of Classic Material, the hip-hop album guide. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
about to find out myself. We got the bend. See which side of the gate is open.
Well, is this it? The end of civilization? Are we prepared? Well, I hope so. Here's the official stolen government training film of the secret plan to deal with an alien uprising.